What's up, man? You playing games, man.
I've been freestyling for 200 years.
Nah, Dougie. You ain't gonna send me to YouTube.
Give me some light bars real quick, because I fuck with this beat.
All right, man.
Listen. Yo, bring your lungs. I'll be steaming with the mollies. Bring the guns. I get the steamer and the party. Nowadays, you might see me where the Barbie was. Going to take my ex back. I seen her with Safari. Had her with the work in the car. That was my damn bitch. But you join the circus, you do clown shit, and when you fucked up, can't come back around this. Word from the late great HUD, how I sound six, it may be old or some, but look, I never spoke on it. Don't like it, my dick's available, choke on it, talk when I want to talk, no pressure from my Instagram.
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919, it's Fonte, Fontiggle, giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
We have to be aware of that, because dick or make you slap somebody in the face. Dick can make you lose control. Dick can make you pull a gun and shoot somebody in the damn face. See, you got to be careful. That's why, because a lot of us have really gone overboard with this. I told you.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the best podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 376. It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, a.k.a. the Black Jesse Ventura, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and my last a.k.a. Fat Mahomes, now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and the a.k.a. that I love the most, your greed is your motherfucking greed, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader that you're using. So whatever podcast reader you're on, hit the heart, the like, whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Get them ratings up. We appreciate it. Don't forget, we got the voicemail. We can call 347-201-2572. Call the voicemail. Leave us a drop. We'll play it on the show like you heard the other ones at the beginning. Don't forget, we got the Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar and support all things Nappy Afro. And you get behind-the-scenes exclusive content. It's not nowhere else. So you can pay just a dollar and get some exclusive stuff. But if you pay $5 or more, you get a free swag bag. Don't forget about that. And then we have the easiest way you can help support the site is by sharing, reblogging, retweeting, putting in your story, all that good stuff. Just let somebody know that, hey, man, it's a pretty dope show. You might want to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we appreciate it all the way around. So enough of the pandering. Got that out the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
It was okay. So far, so good.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, I know what you're asking for. You're asking me about my week because you want the Coach Germ update. Here we go, Coach Germ update. Week 4, the Tom Brown Gladiators were hosting the Timberlane. I don't know what their mascot was. Didn't really care because I felt like, hey, Tom Brown, we had a great week of practice. We're coming off a win. We found our identity, you know, so we know who we are, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, we're going to roll. You know, great week of practice had me feeling good. Going into the game Tuesday, the weather was beautiful. We thought it was going to rain that day. It didn't. The sun was shining. It was just a beautiful day. So I said, look at this. The stars lining the fuck up. And then it was game time. And we shit our pants. Like, my players just, they practice one way. They show up on game night a totally another way. Like, I don't understand. Like, usually it's the other way around. Well, I would be okay with them having bad practice and show up on game night. Like, I would be okay with that. But these guys show up at practice and don't show up on game night. It was just, we had four turnovers. All of them was in the red zone. You can't win football turning the ball over when you don't get any turnovers. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the other team turned the ball over. The other team was just a well-disciplined team. You know what I'm saying? And it was just our guys were out of place. And it wasn't we didn't put them in spots. It was just they were out of place. They act like they had never been on the football field before. And this shit was infuriating. And it really had me. I was going through it last night. I was questioning myself, questioning like, yo, do I still got it? You know what I'm saying? It was a rough night. That was a rough loss because the team we played, we shouldn't have lost to. Like, we shouldn't have lost to. But, you know, we made mistakes. They capitalized on our mistakes. And, you know, my guys just, you know, I don't like comparing them to my old teams, but all my teams all used to have a fight in them. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if they won or not, they had some fight in them. This team right here don't have no fight in them. Like, they good, but they ain't got that dog in them. And that's what this team is missing, and that's why we are where we are. And, you know,
where are you?
We're 1-3.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's been a rough year. You know what I'm saying? Tough, rough year. Like, it just, they don't show up. Like, you know what I'm saying? On game night. Like, in practice, they running plays. It'd be dark in practice. We running plays, but we get out there in the light, we don't know where the lineup is. What? And like, they in practice, they tough and fighting in practice. They hate each other more than they hate the other team. And that's the thing. Like, they rather fight with each other than fight against somebody else. And it's weird to me. So, this team just, it's, I don't know. I told them today, y'all not the gladiators no more. Y'all just Tom Brown. I said, because y'all not gladiators. I said, gladiators don't act this way. Gladiators fight. Gladiators don't quit. Gladiators are fucking tough. You know what I'm saying? I said, y'all not gladiators. I said, from now on, we just Tom Brown. You know what I'm saying? No mascot. And it just, because we ain't gladiators. That's just not it. And so.
So you took the people mascot from them.
Yeah, they got to earn it back.
I guess.
Coaches do that sometimes. They close the locker room, close the weight room up, tell them, hey, I don't want to see y'all wearing none of your school name on your shirt or nothing like that. I don't want to see you with it on. You got to earn that right. And that's what I told them tonight. I said, listen, today at practice, we didn't do nothing. Soon we got to practice, they ran their lap. They lined up like we was about to start exercising. I said, yo, let's come in here. Let's talk, guys. And so we had an open, like, hey, tell me what I need to do to help you. You know what I'm saying? You know, so they were saying, like, I was like, so what would make us play better on Tuesday night? Maybe we need to practice more blocking and tackling in practice. I said, so do we not do blocking drills every day at practice? They said, yeah. I said, do we not do tackling drills every day at practice? They said, yeah. Do we not scrimmage every day in practice? They say, yeah. I said, okay. So now that we know that we established that we do that every day, what else can we do to make us play better on Tuesday night? Maybe we can run more laps. I said, okay, let me ask you a question. Making y'all run all around this field, all practice, is that going to help y'all play better on Tuesday night? They was like, not really. I said, is that going to help y'all? You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, I want to know what it takes for y'all to flip on that switch, because I'm not used to having a team like my team last year. It was just like, they knew it was business time, but maybe it was because they had all been through it before. They've been playing together for years, so they knew on game day, like, what it was. This team right here, they play around too fucking much. Like, they play. Like, I don't understand. It's game night. I shouldn't have to, like, I asked them last night. I said, any of y'all had a jitters last night before a game? All of them said no. I said, how are you playing football? You got a game and you ain't got the jitters. And one kid was like, well, what do jitters mean? I said, you know, that little feeling you get when you know what I'm saying? You hype, and you know what they was like, nah. And I was just like, that's y'all problem. Y'all playing football.
Don't know what to do.
But yet. That's the thing. You got to love playing football. You got to have that passion. You just out there because, you know, everybody else doing it. Like, no, man, don't be out there. And so I just, we trying to figure these boys out. I ain't gave up on them. You know what I'm saying? We got two games left. We playing Levy. Levy beat our ass the first game, so we playing them again. I really hope she's changed this fucking schedule around and shifted around, because I don't want to play the motherfuckers again. She said she going to make the last 2 weeks an even matchup. Well, we 1-3. They 4-0. Don't play. That's not an even matchup. Shift us around to let us play one of them little sorry teams again. Like, god damn, let us play Lee Park since it was raining. Matter of fact, I'm emailing the lady tomorrow. I'm the senior coach on the motherfucking level, I'm going to see if I can pull me some goddamn strings and say, hey, I know you got that schedule. Oh, damn, she already got the schedule out, so we stuck. But she might could change it. So I'm going to call tomorrow and see him. Like, yo, man, we really got to do this? Like, let them play, you know, let them two games, like, let them play that team we played in the rain again. I know they want to play us again four games as we, you know what I'm saying, since our game got canceled in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes ago and they feel like they was going to win that game. Let us play them again. Let us play the team we played last night again. I don't want to play them other teams again. I don't. My team ain't.
So y'all ain't got but two more games?
Yeah, we ain't got but two more games left. Six games. 3 weeks left, two games. And like I told him tonight, I said, we only got 3 weeks left to be together, guys. I said, y'all not taking advantage. I said, because on that fourth week, you're going to be sick. That first day you come, you like, man. I said, that first day, you going to come home and like, oh, I ain't got to go to practice. But then that second day, you're going to be like, man, I ain't got to go to practice. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that reality set in. Because that first day, you be happy. You're like, oh, shoot, boy, I ain't got to do nothing. Then that second day, you be like, man, I miss them motherfuckers, man. Like, damn. And you know what I'm saying? I used to have to drive through there every day to go to work. So that shit used to really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I drive by that field every day and the memories. But I will tell y'all that a lot of my old players have been dropping by this season. And it has really meant a lot to me because one of the parents told me, she's like, coach, it's like you go out and you see all the players on the other team and they all superstars. And they was like, yo, they was all on the team together. Like, so, you know, I'm putting good crack out there on the streets. All my guys won titles. Shaggy and them, he won a title. So that's three titles in a row for Shaggy, my quarterback. Thomas got two titles in 3 years. So it's like, my boy's out there doing work, man. So, you know, shout out to all them, man. That's the Coach Germ update, man. You know, like I said, it's almost over, man. It's almost over. But yeah. Well, we got a lot to talk about. So let's go ahead and get into this outline.
Glad I didn't have nothing to say.
What you mean? Did you have something to say?
I didn't.
But oh, okay.
You took up a whole lot of
time. I asked you what you had to do.
Okay, come on, partner.
I mean, you know, hey, so. Speaking of time, I know somebody got a lot of time on their hands. This guy right here, this security guard, was fired because an African-American security guard, they had to let you know that in an article, asked a student to not call him the N-word. That request got him fired.
Yeah, and that would have got a kid with his behind whooped, because anywhere in the world I would sit down and lose my job on nobody like that.
So they say it's an African-American security guard. I don't know why they keep saying that in the article, but told the student to stop calling him the N-word. It cost him his job. Marlon Anderson was a security guard at Madison West High School in Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Say it one more time for the people in the back.
Wisconsin. My nigga, so there's a good chance that this kid wasn't an African-American, as the article states. Later Wednesday, he was called in to help the assistant principal escort a student from school grounds, he told CNN. The student was resisting, including yelling and pushing the principal. Anderson called for backup, and the student started yelling expletives at him, including a racial slur, Anderson said. At first, Anderson said he asked the student to stop calling him that without saying the word. But the student continued to call him different variations of the word. Finally, Anderson said he responded, "Don't call me nigga." And you know what I'm saying? That comment got him fired.
They wanted to fire him anyway. That's just the bottom line.
A zero tolerance policy is what the school has. And they said, they of course declined comment, but they said it has a zero tolerance policy for the use of racial slurs. Oh my gosh. But the school board did leave a statement. It was just like, we're working on to make our school climates the best they can be for all students and staff. We've taken a tough stance on racial slurs, and we believe the language has no place in schools. But Anderson doesn't agree with the policy. You know what I'm saying? The district wants you can't use the word period. These policies are hurting the kids and staff. Without context, this isn't helpful. It's more hurtful. So, he got fired for telling somebody else not to say nigga. Well, stop calling me nigga. Yeah. How you fired? I mean, I understand this is zero tolerance, but come on, man.
I mean, that doesn't even make sense. So, when it gets to the point where something is not practical, something doesn't even have any value, what would be the purpose of you doing that? You wanted to fight him anyway, because I'm sure some of y'all said, nigga.
But I guess he said it out loud and to the student.
Yeah, but it don't matter because the student shouldn't have called him that. So you got a zero tolerance. The student, you should have been calling the damn police anyway. You didn't call somebody else on campus to come help you with somebody who clearly has a problem because you're escorting them off campus. Mm. You shouldn't even have that person involved if you thought that, you know what I'm saying, you couldn't control this child no better than that. So he ain't got a minute losing no job behind that.
And they said, he's represented by the union. He said, which filed a grievance with the school district this week on his behalf. He's seeking reinstatement and back pay. Anderson has been working for the school district for 11 years. He got two sons who attended the school. He got one now that's currently a senior. And the other one is a graduate of school. Man, wow. So he did get a job. The Boys and Girls Club of Dane County hired Anderson as its temporary director of program operations.
I guess.
Look at that. You went from security guard to director of program operations. You got a title there, big dog. Hey.
It say temporary, though. Don't get too excited.
Yeah, it does say temporary. Man. Aw. Madison West student staged a walkout on Friday in support of Anderson. If that wasn't enough, singer Cher even offered to pay his legal fees if he chooses to sue. Nigga, you better sue just because they're going to pay for it. It's free.
Yeah.
Hey. So, shout out to Mr. Anderson, Marlon Anderson. You know.
Maybe you get your ass out of Wisconsin. Then.
Yeah, get your fucking ass out of Wisconsin. Your son is senior, man. You know, you can leave and see. Who cares? But senior is overrated. You know what I'm saying?
Or not.
You can do it again when you go to college. Get a real senior year. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I don't know. I don't think he should have been fired. I think they, you know.
There's no way you could be fired, period. Yeah. I mean, you telling me that if I tell somebody not to do something and they do it anyway, I choose to use the term that they're using to make them stop saying it. And I get fired, you want to fire me. So that's just the bottom line.
I wonder if you would have said, stop calling me the N-word. Well, that would have got him fired.
Exactly. And it probably would have. Because that's what it sounded like. Y'all already wanted to do something.
Stop calling me the N-word.
Because the kids sure didn't know that you should get fired from that. So who were you trying to prove this to?
N-word just sounds stupid. I mean, I get it, but I'm gonna try to go a whole day saying N-word instead in place of nigga.
I know I'm not.
I'm be like, hey, N-word, come here, man. I mean, it's more trouble. You know?
Yeah, that's just too much to do. I'm not interested.
Yeah, so, Mr. Anderson, you gonna be all right, bro. I ain't worried about you. You got your story on CNN. You gonna be all right. You gonna hit somebody heartstrings, some rich nigga like Saul Wright, gonna be like, yo, I need a security guard for my shoes. And, you know, Saul Wright gonna pay you to be the security guard of his shoes. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man.
So, no more disgruntled teens for you, sir.
Exactly, man. You ain't got to worry about that. You can just worry about one disgruntled old man named Saul Wright. Make sure you don't scuff his shoes up. I was online, and everybody was talking about Pastor Wilson. Pastor Wilson, you saw it on Facebook? Something about Pastor Wilson?
Yeah, I saw somebody
just posting about it. You just reps it. Everybody heard the pastor. Like, you know, I've never seen this many heathens talk about a preacher like they was. So I was like, why is this Pastor David Wilson going viral? And so I did a little research. You didn't have to do much because it was right there in your face. So this is a pastor in Texarkana, Texas. And, you know, he's married, you know, and everything. And some video serves of him eating some box. Did you see it yet?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to show you the video. And I want you to just, you know, your opinion.
Hopefully, I don't have to watch too much of this.
I mean, it's just 30 seconds long. So basically, like I said, it's just a...
Okay.
But, okay. Now, so... So in the video, you see this pastor. He's going to town on some gunch. And, you know, he's licking the booty hole. And, you know, then... You know, so he looks in the camera at one point, you know, so he know he was being recorded. So the story comes out, that's not his wife. Everybody thinking like, okay, pastor eating his wife pussy, what's the big deal? Like, you know, oh, okay, it's not his wife. You know, it's his wife's best friend's daughter. You know what
I'm saying? Somebody who he should be looking at like his niece.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he's in there, you know, going to town. Then he had the nerve to say that wasn't him. Nigga, you got these two big ass knots on your eyebrow. The nigga in the coochie got two big ass knots on his eyebrow. But I gotta say this. You looking down up, my nigga. You're not supposed to do that. You know, cause women know you can't be going up there like that. You're supposed to go up, down, I think, you know what I'm saying? But don't go down or up, you know what I'm saying? Don't do that. That's bad. You know what I'm saying? But I guess he did a good job. I don't know. I mean, hey,
she was
loving it, you know what I'm saying?
That's all that matters. But I mean, my thing is that, I mean, for one, you old. Mm-hmm. So it's certain things that you just need to realize that's just not for you to be doing.
I'm just happy Pastor eating pussy and not sucking no dick. We're going to talk about sucking dick later.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, an old man at my age, I don't see why would you, if you a young person, why you want to date somebody that old? If he your, however y'all supposed to be friends of the family, whatever, I don't see how you could find him attractive enough for this old pastor to be between your
legs. Y'all know how y'all ladies like them old nigga, the old pastor. You know, the old pastor be having that juice. Like them.
Yeah, for the old people.
Texarkana, though. Think how little that place is.
Yeah, so that means you knew him way too well for him being you out.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my thing. Like, the only old man who need to find himself between my legs could be my OBGYN or something.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, if you ain't Greg Parker, ain't no need for you to be down there. It ain't nothing down there for you, so I don't understand.
So everybody's going all crazy about it. And then there was another video of a barbershop in Atlanta. I'm not even going to talk about that. So it was weird.
Now tell me, what was it? Because I don't know.
Listen, a barbershop in Atlanta. So what do you think was in the video?
Gay people?
Yes. Gay men. This dude was like cutting hair butt naked. And the nigga was in there nigga was under the, had the robe on. He was in there going beef stroganoff. And then I was just like, bro, what the fuck is this? Like, why am I seeing this shit?
That's
like,
I'm talking about you getting a $120 haircut.
$80 or some shit like that.
That's
then
what I'm
the barber edging the nigga up and he jacking the barber off. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this video? I said, easy, what the fuck? He said, I seen it, so you had to see it. I said, bro, don't be sending me no shit like this, man.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Yes. So I was like, yo, man, hey, Beezy, hey, we had to ban Beezy from the group chat for like 2 days for that, man. Like, nah, Beezy, bro. Like, nah.
That's nasty.
Yeah, it was, bro. But I mean, if that's what you like, that's what you like. But, you know, I just, but yeah. So Pastor Wilson, man, hey, man, look, man, just stay licking the first lady cooch, man. Don't be out here licking the parishioners' coochies and stuff and your play daughter, I mean, niece and all that stuff. Like, And everybody acting all like women. Oh, I want some of that Pastor Wilson. He's speaking in tongues. He ain't doing up with the Lord's work. You should have heard. Like they had.
Yeah, that's
like,
just gross. The jokes y'all playing was flying. With the Lord.
The jokes was flying. The jokes.
That's
was flying.
Not acceptable.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't get down with that. I'm about a whole lot of shit, but I ain't with that now.
The jokes was flying on that, but you know, I ain't. You know, it was.
Just saying, you eating coochie. Okay, have fun, do whatever. But you stupid because you wanted recorded. To prove. Yeah, but you wanted to prove something to the little girl. Oh yeah, you know she recorded you. So yeah, you probably went on deeper in there and
pulling out all the tricks. You're like,
that you was doing the darn thing. I'm like, come on, man, you old. Your breath probably smell like pussy anyway.
Wow.
So it ain't no need for you to be doing all of that.
Well, man, so shout out to man, pastor, all the pastors out there, man. You know, y'all keep doing the Lord's work, man. You know,
whatever that may be.
Yeah, whatever that may be. You might think that Lord, that woman need hands laid on her. So, hey, you laid hands on that woman and something else. You laid hands everywhere on that woman.
I'm done. Moving right along.
Well, the next topic, man, is hits kind of close to home because it just doesn't make sense to me that women don't allow men to move on in their lives and vice versa. Men don't allow women to move on in their lives. And it comes down to the point sometimes people get hurt. And this lady right here, she took it too far. She saw her ex out with his new woman. And she ran him down in her car. So this is from a story, and it says, woman sees ex-boyfriend with new girlfriend, rams woman with car, police said. So this is in Louisiana, Opelousas. The Opelousas police are searching for the driver who fled the scene of a hit-and-run crash before dawn Saturday at the Crestview Apartments. Martin McClendon, no, excuse me, that's the police chief, I'm sorry, said the incident happened around 1 a.m. Why are you out walking with your girl at 1 a.m.? Maybe you was coming out the house or something. I don't know. Maybe y'all was coming out the crib. But 1 a.m., when the victim and her male companion were returning home from an evening out. Oh, they was going out. So this stalker was sitting outside the house, apparently. McClendon said a short while later, the victim was struck by a vehicle allegedly driven by the man's ex-girlfriend, 28-year-old Lakeisha Rideau of Opelousas, who then drove away. The victim was transported to a local hospital by private vehicle, where it was determined that she has fractures of both the tibia and the fibula and has a large scar on her right leg caused by a vehicle tire. So this bitch got a Goodyear sign on her leg.
Don't do that.
So tibia and fibula in the arm, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. That's the radius and the ulna. Tibia and fibula in the leg. So she broke her leg. And she got a goddamn a Goodyear, a Michelin sign on her damn.
So it's the man girlfriend ran his new girlfriend over.
The ex girlfriend ran the new girlfriend over.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And she said she may never walk the same again. You know what I'm saying? So she's been charged with attempted second degree murder. Wow. And she was driving an Altima. Hey, y'all better leave these girls alone and drive Altimas. Girls that drive Altimas will fuck you up, bro. Every time you hear a bad story in the news, they in an Altima. Every time there's somebody crazy, they in an Altima. Leave these girls in Altimas alone, man. God damn, man. Y'all gonna learn, man. Like, it's certain cars you can't, nah, bro. Don't mess with no girl to drive no Impala, a Malibu, a Altima.
I don't know. I don't mess with girls.
I'm just saying, like, these girls dangerous. They dangerous. Buick Park Avenues, any old school car. If they got an old school car.
They still making it?
Yeah. Any old school car. Like, TK mom and them got a, yeah, don't, nah. Mm-mm, nope. Mm-mm. But yeah, but what, after reading all this in this article, all I can say is the lady that hit the girl must have that fire. Because only crazy girls do crazy
obviously
stuff.
Obviously, she ain't got that fire. He ain't still messing with her.
He had to walk away from her because he knew that crazy coochie was driving him down the same road. Sometimes you got to walk away from the crazy coochie.
No, uh-uh.
You got to walk away from it. When you mess around and marry the crazy coochie, you be like, man.
You can walk away if that's what you're trying to say.
Did you say you was crazy? I didn't say you was crazy.
But you saying something about walking away from something and you're looking
at
it.
Sometimes you got to walk away. I mean, we're doing a show together. Sometimes okay. I have to look at you because we're talking.
Perhaps.
You know what I'm saying?
But then you say when you mess around and marry it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to ask
you. Oh, no, I would never imply that you were crazy.
Okay. Never. But I mean, it don't make me no never mind. So,
okay.
Crazy or not, whatever you want to call it, you here.
I ain't going nowhere.
Mm.
You know,
don't have your girlfriend try to run me over either.
Oh, man, stop, man. No girlfriends. Black men don't cheat. We faithful, man. Faithful. Okay.
Faithful to themselves.
No, faithful to everybody.
Okay, and that's everybody that they with. Give you a little piece and somebody else a little piece else a little piece.
We only love our black queens.
Okay, well, if you got multiple queens, they just all happen to be black, then that's still in that
No realm. Multiples. You have your one black queen that you cherish and you loyal to.
Okay.
You worship her. You put her up on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
so
saying?
So high that she can't see you when you're playing around with the other one.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got it. For sure.
We on the pedestal together.
No.
Yes, so... Let me ask you a question. Would you ever, like moving on, do you ever get angry when you see an ex with a new girl? Like, how's that? Like, do you?
No.
No?
I don't. I mean, because I don't like you like that no more.
Okay.
So that's not an issue for me. Now, me when maybe closer to the breakup, probably really could see myself doing all kinds of things. But, I mean, me, I've been married for 15 years. What
I'm talking about, nigga, this is... pre-marriage, like when you
pre-marriage,
like an ex, you seen
probably.
An ex out with his new girl. Did that bother you any? Or?
But not never to the extent that I wanted to do harm to nobody. Maybe I sized the person up to see, like, oh, does she even compare to me or something like that. But as far as
but
any
they never
malice,
they never compare.
Never.
Yeah, I would never admit that.
Mm-mm. I mean, even if I felt like it, I guess I would be honest enough to say. But no,
you say, oh, I see why he left me.
I can see why he's with her.
Oh, okay.
I would not have said I can see it because I don't see how anybody could have left me. But it happens. People make mistakes. But yeah. So. Yeah, you an asshole. But
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, it was just comedy, man. It was comedy.
I mean, hey, yeah. I'm laughing. Uh-huh.
Yeah, me personally, man, I figured, like, hey, as long as you happy, hey, as long as you ain't bothering me, live your life. I don't care what you, I don't care who your new nigga is, because, like I said, once I break up with you, you cease to exist. Like, you don't exist anymore. Like, you just off my radar. I don't care how you doing. We're not Facebook friends. We're not friends. Like, we don't speak. Like, me and my ex is like, hey, it don't exist.
So you say?
I'm saying it because it's the truth.
And then you justify what category they fall into after the fact, but that's fine too.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. And then you
know, you're trying to
act like, oh no, we really didn't date for real. It was like the friend of the family and so on, so on, so on.
Oh,
like,
that wasn't that.
Nobody knows.
The friend of the family was the friend of the family. We never dated.
I mean, if you say so.
I'm telling you.
So you still don't have that much to talk about with them either then, if that's the case.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I spoke, hey.
I think you did a little more than speaking.
Okay.
But moving right along, next topic on the topic.
Yeah, let's move along, because yes, that's please. A very bad, yeah, like, that's just...
There's no need to stay there long. You're sputtering, turning your wheels, sir.
Speaking of people turning their wheels, this guy got married, and he had a best friend. And on his honeymoon, he said, hey, my best friend got to come on the honeymoon.
I would marry you. That's number one, two, and three.
So, this story comes from Malta. I guess that's a country. I don't know. But a judge has annulled an 11-year marriage with started on the wrong foot when the husband took his intimate male friend on his honeymoon and let him share a room. Hold up. An 11-year marriage. And on the honeymoon, you bought your gay lover. And you still made it 11 years.
Because she had her man or a woman, too. Because anywhere in the world, I could have fooled with you with all that going on. You must have had a good-ass job.
Oh, man. They got married in 07, but postponed their honeymoon to the following year. But 2 days before the flight to Corfu, the man informed his wife that his intimate friend was joining them. Little did she know that her husband had booked a triple room and that the friend would be telling them night and day. What? During the honeymoon, the man told her that he loved his friend, and that is when she started to doubt his sexual orientation.
You've been with somebody long enough to marry them, and you don't know their sexual orientation. You about as clueless as you could be.
This motherfucker must have been rich, and you just like, yo.
I'm saying, you had
you,
to be
you was turning all the blind eyes, yeah. Mom. Like, come on now, Mom. You turning all the blind eyes. However, there were other things that bothered her during the 11 years they spent married. She told the court that her husband expected her to be his maid both during the marriage and even after they separated. God damn!
What? So that means he had the money.
He expected her to cook and wash at the new house he was sharing with his male friend.
So clearly if him and the man still together after y'all 11-year marriage, but y'all, they were together the whole time y'all was married. He ain't never want to be
together before y'all was married.
He ain't never want to marry you. He did that for his mom and them.
She did refuse this arrangement. I'm not cleaning up y'all house. Like, she was like, nah, man. Apart from this, she said her husband was detached both emotionally and romantically and refused to contribute, including financially, towards the household.
Ain't no way in the world I'm going to be with you if you ain't contributing no dollars. Mm-hmm. And you got me right here playing second fiddle to your boyfriend.
Look, before the wedding, he had refused to pay for the wedding rings, and he only paid for the wedding cars and the filming. She told the court that the man married her for her money and had always refused to tell her anything about his financial situation. The woman became pregnant twice, but the man refused to accompany her on any of her doctor visits, including when she had miscarriages and when she needed to go to the hospital for surgery. She had to drive to the hospital accompanied by her mother. Okay, at least she wasn't alone.
Child, please. Her mama ain't got no sense either, because anyway in the world, my child would have had no baby from no man who was gay.
Yeah. Family court, she also told the court that he often went out alone, leaving her at home doing chores.
She's an idiot.
Look, in court, they said the man denied his strange wife allegation that he had fooled her into marriage, but did not offer any explanation. She's lying and didn't say nothing. Oh, my God. Let me see. Well, so the marriage got annulled.
I mean, you annulling it after 11 years, I mean, what you hope to have proved by being married for 11 years. Mm. And so these miscarriages, so she didn't have any other kids. She never had a child from this man. That was gone.
Yep, she got lucky. She got lucky.
Because if your husband / baby daddy is gay, he ain't never want to be with you. He ain't, I mean, clearly he ain't want to raise no children with you if he ain't never show up. And knowing him, he might have was beating your ass up. That's why you kept having them miscarriages. Because how the hell you got all them pregnancies and you ride to the hospital with your mama? Now, he deserved to get his ass ran over with the car. Where the girl with the Altima 9?
Exactly.
Because now he could deserve a couple of knocks on the ground with that. That's some bull right there.
Yes, sir. So shout out to these crazy people that, wow. God,
you ain't got to worry about the kid.
I ain't lying. That's nuts. I want to ask you a question. Now, Tank, one of your favorite singers, Mr. I Deserve.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. He was on Angela Yee's lip service, and he said that a man can suck a dick one time and not be gay. How you feel about that statement?
That he's gay?
Yeah, he's not gay. He said
he is. He has to be. No.
He said could just be. He said one time. He said one or two times is experiment.
No.
He said because that's experiment.
So when you want to wrap your lips around somebody's pride,
or let another man suck your penis,
either way,
yeah,
that we just gonna chalk that up to the game.
I mean, that's what he's saying, and a lot of people are agreeing. Like, yeah, you're right. Because if you're gay, then you have to. Say, hey, I'm gay. You know what I'm saying? You can't
you
just...
You have to say that? You never have to make this declaration.
I mean, well, your declaration to yourself.
I never had to say, hey, I'm straight. That's something I never had to...
In the inside. You don't have to tell
nobody. I don't think I ever had to do that to myself either. It's like, I enjoy fucking niggas, and I think that's
But yeah, what I like. That's why you take it. That's how you know you're straight, because you enjoy having sex with
the opposite sex. But me never having sex with a woman does not mean that... You know what I'm saying? Like, I never had to figure out that I wanted to be with men. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
Okay. So you don't think that you could experiment one time and not...
I'm sure I could, but would you think you would be gay if you... Yes. Because the desire had to be there for me to be in that situation.
No, you're just like, hey, I want to try it.
No, I don't.
Sometimes you don't desire to eat certain foods, and you just try it. But like, fuck it, I try. Mm.
Okay, so I'll let you try.
No. I have no desire.
That's my point.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my point.
Yeah, I have no desire.
Yeah, so I'm trying to help you to understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
So if you have a desire, then that is feeding an urge that you have, which declares or, you know, puts you in the category of being gay by something.
So what does experiment mean? What does experiment
mean? Wrong people ain't got no business experimenting. you ain't no damn scientist. I'm a scientist. I know what the hell the experimentation is all about.
So you might be like, hey, I want, you know.
You want to see what that does for you, but you're interested in this thing because there is something in you that makes you attractive to that idea, to that atmosphere.
Well, what if you just want the people to like, yo, you know, I just want to try it. You know what I'm saying? I know I love women.
You can't.
But if you would
like to know what it feels like for a man, somebody with a beard, somebody with testosterone, somebody with a Y chromosome, somebody that is just like you to suck your dick, then yes, you are gay. That's what that means. That's exactly what that means to me. It means nothing else.
But a woman can experiment.
No, she can't.
And be like, we wild out one time.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it's the same.
Like, y'all girls do a lot of gay stuff to each other.
No.
Y'all sit around and watch each other, like, not watch, but y'all be naked around each other.
Yeah, nigga might be too. Y'all in the locker rooms, y'all. I mean, it ain't like you sitting there playing with each other, but hell, if you changing into your pads and whatever for football game or whatever kind of game, you could have seen your homeboy naked. But, I mean, for me, I have two sisters. So, yes, I've seen, I mean, and my mom. We all would wash, come out of the shower. I mean, shit, you ain't got but two bathrooms, seven people in the house. You done passed around some, you know what I'm saying, some nakedness. Mm-hmm. But ain't shit I seen over there that said, oh, girl, let me see what that thing they do. Mm-hmm. Or I'm passing that thing, so and I ain't going to say nothing to you, but I'm going to catch another glance. I don't want to see that shit.
So, you're not one of them girls that when y'all be at the club dancing, you patting your homegirl butt and nothing like that?
No, I mean, I have been fondled by other people. And I help them to understand it. I mean, so many girls and men, really, are fascinated by big breasts for whatever reason. But they love it. And sometimes people just like, I just want to touch them. Okay.
So when a girl touches your breast, you ain't like, they ain't do nothing
never.
For you. Never. Never.
It feels like I'm at the doctor office. It ain't never made me feel like, oh, yeah, do that one more time, girl. No. You could.
They say girls eat coochie better than men.
I would never know.
Just saying.
I would never know.
Is it because women know what a woman like?
And that's dumb. Like, that don't even make sense. That's some conversation piece. That don't work in the man's route
because men don't, we're not thoughtful like that. So men don't know what, you know, like, we don't know what women like. You know what I'm saying? We just like.
And we just do whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, we can't use that same logic with men. Cause like,
yeah, but people want to use that logic. It don't mean that. Either. It's some thoughtful ass women too.
Yeah.
And ungrateful and. People, I mean, like, it's people. People are people.
Yep.
So, it's going to be some people that's going to be thoughtful. It's going to be some people that's selfish. They ain't trying to do nothing for you, but get theirs. So, I mean, that's why you have the pillow princess or whatever.
The girls who don't want to eat no pussy.
Yeah. They just want to get something done for them.
What you know about all that pillow princess
and stuff? I just happen to know things.
Yeah,
I mean, I am a professor. I talk to people all the time. So, my thing is, there are people in this world who are female who don't do what you would think that, you know what I'm saying? You thinking that you're going to gain by having a relationship with a woman. So I just don't see that. I mean, and whoever like whatever they like, be real with yourself. But my thing is to sit there and say, make this blanket statement saying that, oh yeah, you could give niggas head or niggas could give you head and you ain't gay. No, nigga, that's the definition of what it is. That's the definition of being gay.
But they say you have to subscribe to their lifestyle to be gay.
You don't have to. It's a lot of people who can suppress things.
Yeah.
Like, it's somebody who can go out there and binge on some dope one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they can say, man, I had a hell of a weekend. And I mean, if Woo! They can bounce back and they ain't got to go back and be around here feeding no more, then, hey, they just had fun and they came on back to their regular life. Mm-hmm. And there's some people who can live like that. Because somebody explained to me her choice about being bi, she felt like she was comparing it to pistachio ice cream. So she was just like, you know, it's not a flavor that I want on a regular basis, but every now and then, I like pistachio ice cream. So that's how she look at how she deal with women. Every now and then,
she still deals with men.
She deals with men predominantly.
Well, she's bisexual.
But, and she says that she is, but I'm just saying, that's the way she looks at it. So that's something that you do when you feel the need, but it's not something that you need on a regular basis.
Mm.
So in his way, he was trying to let y'all know that he's gay. So just opening it up for those who are interested. That's what he was doing.
Gotcha.
Just saying.
Yeah, me personally, I can't. Mm-mm, no. I always say, your woman can, you know, experiment.
And they can. Like, normal. Y'all give women a pass. That's still...
Because it's like no penetration.
Yeah, but and no.
There's no penetration. So it's like...
But then at the same time, you would say that a woman cheated on you if she was emotionally vested in a relationship with a man and they never had sex. So it's more than sex when you talk about how you feel about somebody.
But yeah, but still a man involved. Like, I could get over you cheating on me with a girl. I could get over that.
You shouldn't, because you can't compare to a girl. But so that would piss me off even more, because I can't do nothing to make you feel, if you wanted to be with a nigga, I can't do nothing. I mean, I can pretend, put on a strap on or something, but I can't really do anything to compete with it. So if I'm in love with a woman, you should be upset, because I will never be able to bounce back. I don't see how the two compare.
I mean, but if you had a one-off and it was like, yo, with a woman, I could get over that, like I said,
I get you easier, saying get over, but no.
Then it would be a little more accepting than a man, because a man, I'd just be like devastated. But a woman, I'd be like, I'd be mad, but I'd be like, at least it wasn't no penetration. You know what I'm saying? Because I could do all things a woman could do. You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Yeah. How's she doing? She can't penetrate. Let's see, she got the strap on. I got that natural equipment. So it's like, what can you do that I can't do? Yeah, you might have a softer touch and all that other stuff and, you know, whatever. Y'all scissoring and all that stuff. But that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But man, like, no. Just then it's ego thing. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I needed you to get to. Yeah. Because that's all it is. It's always about an ego when it's come down to a nigga.
But that's how men are. We are, like, back in cavemen, the toughest man. You know what I'm saying? That's how men are built. We're built to be like, yo, you got to be macho.
But
you gotta
in the
be
meantime,
this and that.
Y'all sucking each other dicks.
Well, not us. You know what I'm saying? Some men. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to keep it all together, y'all. Look at the facts.
Yeah, but that's like, hey, you know, I personally couldn't.
I mean, and again, I say,
and if one of my homeboys told me that, I'd be like, well, I mean, it's cool, you gay, my nigga, but you know what I'm saying? He's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, bro,
that's what
it was just one time. No. Ain't no going back.
You know that we say one time, and one time usually don't mean one time.
But even if it was just literally one time, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can, you know, hey, you still got to wear that badge, my guy. Like, don't tell nobody. If it was one time, don't say nothing. You know, and then don't tell. Because once you tell, everybody going to assume that you're gay. And nothing wrong with that.
Nothing to assume.
But we're going to say, hey, you're going to have to, you know what I'm saying, wear that that you know, that's how you're gonna have to go down.
Yeah, but like I say, the more money you got, the more possibility that you're gay. because it's just like it opens up a whole lot of stuff that people already want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, who gonna tell me no if I wanted to do something and I got millions, you know what I'm saying, millions of dollars? So you try anything because you don't have to feel like, oh, I got to live my life a certain type of way because...
Yeah, but that's what rich niggas fucking niggas.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? So if he coming out with that, then I already know, like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, if you got more than, like, $5 million, you done fucked the nigga.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You done fucked somebody of the same sex. Because I feel like women doing it, too. Oh, yeah. Like, they doing all of that
bouncing girls around. It don't take but $5 for a girl to fuck
okay,
the
nigga. Okay, no.
These girls fucking each other now. It's crazy. Like, it's, all girls are gay, just about.
No,
yes, they are.
No, they're not.
They are. They are about 43% gay. All girls.
43? 43. I'm going to say 3-4%.
No, I'm going to say 43%. All women are 43% gay.
Not me.
Yeah. I need new girls. You know, you are a little above.
I'm old.
Past the line. You know what I'm saying? But if you under 27, you about 43% gay if you're a woman. Hey, if you're a boy, you like 33. You know what I'm saying? 33% gay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm not a fan of them.
No, I'm just telling you, these new niggas.
It sound like you just pulling it out your
ass. No. I did scientific research, and okay. I got the data. I got the data to, you know, back up my claims. And yeah, these new niggas. If you was born after like 90,
so Tank is old as us.
Yeah, and he just but Tank, he got more than 5 million.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
so
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he ain't a regular nigga.
Yeah, he ain't regular. You know what I'm saying? They gonna tour and shit.
Sucking dick. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Tank. Keep
it
doing what you're doing.
It kind of worked my nerves though, because I do like you.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, you'd be surprised a lot of a lot of these little singers that you like gay.
Yeah, I mean that's why it
What's
is.
What's your boy named Marvin Sapp?
He not gay.
Yes, he is.
Okay, move on, because y'all would not use these people named
Donnie McClurkin.
Okay, what does the thing say?
Kirk Franklin.
Please look at your paper.
TD Jakes.
Please look at your paper and tell me what's next on the topics.
Okay, next topic, man, since you know you don't want to hear that.
I'm saying you talking about R&B people, then you go into the church. You don't play with the church now.
I'm just telling you they're gay.
Okay, well, I ain't never want to do it to them.
Oh, Gerald Levert?
Now, what you won't do is talk about him. Now, he is deceased.
Oh, Gerald Levert. I meant to say Jerome Bettis, my bad.
He not gay.
Jerome Bettis is gay, bro.
Show me a boyfriend.
It's rumors.
Okay, and that's right, rumors. Put them dogs to bed, baby. You don't talk about him now.
You know, look, this was pre-internet rumors. So you know they were true.
It wasn't.
Yeah, like Rob Bass overdosed on crack and died rumors. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Jerome Bettis is gay, though. Yeah. They don't call him the bus for nothing. The bus. Think about it.
Mm. Whatever.
What's bus short for? Bussy.
No.
Boy pussy.
No.
Bus. That's
no.
why they call him.
Stop, just stop it. Okay. I'm very disgusted right now. I want to vomit. That's not cute. And you know I've liked him for a very long time. So
just
stop it.
Just let you know.
Just stop
man.
It. Move on.
Lyrical Lords thinks it's unrealistic for women to not want multiple baby fathers. This is her logic. She said, I'm gonna be a mama of two or three. She already got one kid. So she said she's gonna be a mommy of two or three. That's it. And then somebody said, how many baby dads? You know what I'm saying? She was like, who cares? If a nigga don't act right, he canceled. The show must go on. Then she said, what's not moral about you and your baby daddy not working and you get in another relationship and have another child? Y'all weird and unrealistic. Nobody sets out just to be a baby mom or to have three baby daddies, but shit happens. Things change and life goes on. Woman to woman do not stand stagnant. Own your life and make it yours no matter what. We are not defined by men. The only thing I'm saying is you have a child by a nigga and it didn't work out. See, that's the problem. You keep having a child by niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you need to have a child by
a man. A man, not a nigga.
Mm. Well, so niggas need to not have babies either.
No, that's what I'm saying. So stop having babies with niggas.
Okay, well,
find a man.
Men are having babies from ratchet hoes that they got to go to court and
stop
pay
having babies with hoes.
So hey, that's
okay.
What y'all get.
Getting back in line, and it didn't work out. It's not the end. Life goes on, even after love, and you'll love again and want to have more babies. You don't have to not have kids for the sake of having one baby daddy. That's unrealistic.
Clearly, she needs an editor.
You think what I'm saying? But, you keep saying baby daddy. A husband, ho.
But I'm saying, even if you ain't... I mean, if some people don't believe in the, you know, marriage or whatever. But whatever. I just feel like if you are out there, it's some people who have been married and divorced multiple times and got kids from multiple people and all of that. But my thing is, the simple fact of the matter is that people need to just be cool with whatever your situation is. Why do I have to, you know, explain my life choices to another nigga who ain't paying my damn bills, though?
Because you popular.
No, I don't. I really famous, don't.
Infamous or whatever, Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, but I just don't feel like, I mean, nobody can judge you because chances are, the way young people are, ain't nobody staying with nobody forever. So you mess around and have a baby when you're 20-something. Then you mess around and have another baby. You thought you was in love with this person. They told you everything that was right. They might have, you know, promised to marry you. Y'all might have been engaged. You getting pregnant, have a baby from them. They done slide off and did something stupid or whatever. So you could easily end up with two baby daddies. Mm. Easily. Now, when you just a habitual offender and you just got 3-4 baby daddies and 3-4-5 kids, you doing a bit much. Especially when two of your children... probably 14 months apart and they got a different daddy. Now that's when you know you a hoe. Now if you talking about different things have happened in your life, so okay, I started having kids, I'm 21, so I got a baby daddy number one. But then I grow up, I get another baby daddy, and we 30. I can understand that because you done had some time to mature, probably learn from your mistakes, but clearly if you make another mistake, then it is what it is. But you telling me that you got niggas here in and out the cooch and you just had a baby, how do you have time to find another nigga who want to have sex with you and you got a newborn? That's, you know what I'm saying? That's some judgment that we not doing a good job right there. But then, you know, again, shit happens. People want to be in love. People want to feel love. So that's really the root of the problem, is that people find themselves in these situations all because they want companionship or they want to feel like, you know, they got something that makes them feel valuable. So, hey, do what you do. Thank God I just got one.
Yep, me too. I hear the horror stories out there, man.
I do too.
I hear the horror stories.
Niggas don't pay for churn. Niggas don't spend time with churn.
Women just out there just trying to live off. I got one homeboy. He said his baby mama make more than him. And she got two kids, one by him, one by somebody else. She just hit him for child support. Don't hit him for child support for the other child. Don't bother the other daddy. She just fuck with him because he the only one doing something.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
The other baby, she just let him slide, but threatened to go to take him, throw him in jail if he don't, you know, and then go, oh, I need a appeal or whatever. What you call it when you want to get to run the numbers again?
You know, Plan B?
No, we run the numbers again so you can get a more money. What's that called?
Oh, we're talking about going to get...
more child support money.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess,
you know what I'm saying, go and get a review over your...
Yeah, review and all that. Yeah, so it's ugly out here, man. So.
That's when it's the right time to hit them with a, what you say, an Altima or whatever. Because it's, I mean, to me, you're not going to get all my money. Like, you have to just, again, be realistic.
Yeah.
People got to live too. We ain't together.
Yeah.
So, yes, my child deserves to have some things.
Yeah, you in that
but
line.
But you not going to break me.
You in that line to the people. You staying in a house that your people gave to you, and so you ain't paying no rent or nothing like that. You staying for free. You make good money, about damn $20 an hour, and you out here busting this man head. Oh, he got a family now. He married. He got, you know, he got his own family.
Yeah, but they don't want you to live. So
they don't want you to move on. The ultimate lady strikes again.
I don't want you, but I don't want nobody else to want you either. So I'm gonna make sure you so broke that the next broad ain't gonna want to be with you. She
Would
gonna
you
have to
that?
Help you. No, I mean, before now. You know, I thank God for, you know, deliverance and growth and all of that. Mm-hmm. But the young me, hell yeah. I take your shit and just throw that shit out the window if I needed to. You won't have it. That would have been my mentality. But now I'm just like, I mean, it's not that serious. Mm. I mean, and especially, you
know. So let's say in the ultra universe, we dissolute, whatever you say, our marriage, like, dissolved or whatever. Mm-hmm. We was like, hey, we're going to move on. You know what I'm saying? Would you, like, hey... And I moved on or whatever. And let's say you ain't quite, you know, over the kid because, you know, I understand.
Oh, yeah. Right. That'd be a hard one to swallow. Okay.
So I done moved on. You know, you see me with my new, would you like, you know, would we still be cordial and everything?
I mean, I'd be cordial, but I already know you don't do some shit. And I've been feeling some type of way for a while. So that means that if that's the case, and you over here opening doors and shit. And
yeah, let's say I was
doing the most.
Yeah, doing
all.
I probably
would hit you with my car. I'm not even gonna lie. Now you treat her the same way you've been treating me.
So
if you over here with some new shit, No, don't go and try to get.
Baby, I don't smoke anymore.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I don't
smoke anymore. Yeah, you dead to me.
Oh, I go to church. Yeah, yeah. Every Sunday. I mean,
yeah. You about to die, so don't tell me nothing else. You might want to go to church this Sunday.
Oh yeah, I eat chicken legs. Oh man, she cooked the best chicken legs.
Uh-huh. I bet. Some asparagus and whatever else too. Squash. I bet you're eating squash now. All that. Yeah. Make sure it tastes real good. Cause you about to check out of this place.
Oh man.
Just need you to understand that the same rules apply. Don't get this upgraded shit.
We got TV talk. Power didn't come on this week because, you know, it just didn't come on. I don't know what happened. It didn't come on. So no power this week. But I do have something to replace for TV talk. Got another question. What's your rule on taking back exes?
Because, it ain't no rule.
Because we played the Cameron snippet at the beginning. He dropped the freestyle at the light. Fire. Steph Curry voice. And he was saying how Juju, you know, he couldn't, you know, he was going to take her back, but he seen her with Safari. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but so that made me think, like, what's your rule on taking back an ex? Like, let's say you and ex, like, you know, what's something an ex, you know, couldn't do? Like, you seen something like, yo, like, that's unforgivable. We can never get back together. Like, you know, or like, what's, you know, what's some forgivable things you like? You, like, how many girls between y'all can it be? Like, can it
I
be?
I mean,
like,
it can be plenty. I wouldn't care nothing about that. That ain't even a thing. It's about probably how we broke up more than.
What to say? Y'all broke up. Yeah, y'all broke up. Like
after we broke up,
it wasn't nothing crazy. No beatings or nothing. No disrespect. Y'all just, you know, like.
So
hey.
You saying things that we can bounce from, bounce back from?
Yeah,
would be just the normal things. Okay, you may have cheated on me if it wasn't like no out the way.
Nah, no cheating
type disrespect.
Or even if I did cheat,
I'm saying like you could possibly bounce back from that. But if you did something like grimy, like stole some money or some shit.
Okay. We didn't do nothing. We just.
Okay, but you saying what would be the deal breaker? So I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, we're taking back an ex. Oh, okay.
You all said right, what was the thing that you want?
My bad. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Calm down.
Like, if you steal from me, then no, I don't never feel comfortable trusting you. So, if you try to fuck somebody in my immediate circle, that would be reason for me not to fuck with you no more. So those are probably like the most important things. I mean, definitely if you put your
what's
hands on me.
What's immediate circle?
Like my sisters.
Oh, so that's it?
I mean, would you fucking my friends?
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's the immediate circle?
Yeah, so, I guess so.
So you'll let friends go.
Sisters
let,
and friends.
Sisters and friends. Okay, all right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Right. I mean, you got your eye on somebody?
No, I'm just asking, like, what, like, you know, no,
I
you
mean,
just
I'm
said.
Just, I mean, I'm just asking because I mean, trying you to get sound
clarity.
A little bit too.
I'm just asking for clarity. Okay. This is all because of the okay. Cameron rap. I'm bringing it back to
okay,
this.
Bring it on back.
Yes.
So what's the thing that's your deal breaker?
Oh, wait. Once you're an ex, you're an ex. Ain't no, ain't no getting back together.
Okay.
Because I always ended on bad terms. Therefore, we can't get back together. And that way, it's like, you know. So I've never, you know, because, you know, once, you know, let's say hypothetically I was going to get back with an ex. You can't fuck nobody I know or heard of. You know what I'm saying? Especially, like, then you mess with the old lame man nigga. Like, after, well, you know, 98% of the niggas is lame. It to me anyway, so I was gonna see the nigga as a lame anyway, so yeah, it's just no reason. I couldn't get back with the X Men, period. Nah.
I mean, some people do, some people don't.
Yeah, man,
it's something. I mean,
shout out to all those that do. You better than me. I'm not at all.
You're a weirdo.
I am a weirdo. I accept that. I accept that. Speaking of acceptance, do you have a song of the week this week?
Yes. My song of the week is It's My Dog Birthday by T-Pain. So make sure you get the right one out there. And it's because my sister's birthday tomorrow, she'll be 40. And she don't celebrate nothing. But we gonna celebrate this weekend. So nigga, get your shoes on. Get your outfit ready. Because we about to do the damn thing. So drop that song for my girl, my baby sister, my almost twin. We 14 months apart, but we got the same mama and daddy. That's my girl, Jessica. Turn up, turn up, turn the fuck up.
So shout out to Jessica, man. She good people.
Best auntie in this whole wide world.
Mama Jess, is she known to the...
That's what I'm talking about.
My song of the week is none other than an ATL legend, Kilo Ali, baby. I just wanted to hear some Kilo this week. You know, I just, you know, hey, fuck it. play some Kilo, man. I saw him on that list. He ain't make that list of all-time 50th greatest Atlanta rappers. And I was like, how they not going to have Kilo on here? Like, Kilo is like, come on, man. He couldn't make the list on 50 and none of them? Come on, man. So, shout out to Kilo, man. I give all the legends their flowers while they here. So, you're getting your flowers now on the Frocast, episode 376. Kilo, baby, baby. And it's my dog birthday by T-Pain. We'll be back in a minute. This is the Frocast. When I've been learning my room, I'm sitting stay at the wall. Brother can't find no love and love. I'm going to find you, girl, some way, somehow. I need you right now. Search the world, but couldn't find that feeling. Because your love is a one in a million. Because I like the way you touch me. And I like the way you fuck me. And you really make it worth my while. I said, I'm woof, 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 woof. Doggy style. Because you're on my mind, on my thoughts. Let me see your body talk. I'm making love on a whole nother level. Have you ever danced with the devil? When I'm around you, I feel like this. A kiss is just a kiss. I wish them punks get up off the dick. Cause they try me and they push me. I'm fucking these niggas like pussy. But a nigga ain't gay. I said, it's your birthday. Same hoe talk about I'm a buster. Yeah, I fucked her. I rock the world. I said, she used to be my girl. Just one night. I said, that face with time. She said, I think I'm Stevie Wonder. Well, I like to thank your mama. When I'm around you, I feel like this. A kiss is just a kiss. Sit down, let me talk, let me finish. I get that ass. Keep the camera rolling, I'm kinda fast. Get all the girls, and I shock the world. Why the Humpty Dumpty have to fall? Cause he was freaking out the wall. It be like that, when you be trying to break that back. I give my number to the ladies, cause I would love to love you, baby. When I'm around you, I feel like this. A kiss is just a kiss.
It's all talk, sing it out loud. This one dog, you worry with your dog, want your dog. Sing it out loud. It's my dog's birthday. Yeah, we gon' do whatever we want. Popping bottles, taking shots of Patron. We gon' do this shit all night long. If that's what you wanna do, this all is for you.
All right, back from the music break. Hope y'all enjoyed that. Again, shout out to Mama Jess. Happy birthday from all of us over here at the Frocast. Hope y'all enjoyed the music, man, because, hey, man, who can't love some ATL, old school ATL, goddamn crump music, man? You got to love that shit. But anyway, it's Keep It 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a Keep It 100?
Yeah, I got to Keep It 100. And I just sing because I saw somebody today, and you have to realize that when you go to the smoothie place, the smoothie is supposed to be at least an appetite suppressor, even if it's not an appetite. I mean,
or a replacement.
A replacement for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to Popeyes. Well, like, obviously you could because you did.
Yeah, you can.
But going to Popeyes
for a smoothie?
No.
A chicken smoothie?
You got a chicken box, but oh, you made shit. A second trip for lunch to get you a tropical smoothie.
100.
So now you're drinking the smoothie as if it is a drink to go along with your three-piece wing spicy with the biscuit and the red beans and rice. I'm really not understanding. Like, if you were going to get something, you were supposed to get, like, a wrap or something from the tropical smoothie place to go with your smoothie. You got a whole chicken combo and a smoothie as a drink. I just need to understand, like, if you're taking the time to go to Tropical Smoothie to get one of the more healthier of the smoothies. The strawberry.
Smoothie was a drink.
Yes, and that's not really what it's intended to be.
Damn.
I mean, I can understand if you accompany that with
something
the chicken wrap.
Or something they sell.
But you didn't do that. You went
your calorie count all fucked up.
Popeyes to get your food, but then you went calories. To Tropical Smoothie to get the smoothie. And so you're enjoying this food and thinking in your mind that you have done a good thing because you didn't get a Pepsi with your chicken. You got a smoothie with your chicken.
Yeah.
So just putting it out there, the smoothie is intended
to be the meal.
Yes, to be the meal, not the drink. Yes. Just saying.
Yeah. Hey, man, shout out to Tropical Smoothie, man. I worked across the street from that place. I used to drink it a lot.
Now I really do.
I like it. It's just expensive as fuck. Like, I mean,
eating, you put me on, though. Really eating
good is expensive, man. I mean, shout out to Dank. He put me on, man. I used to get a smoothie, like, every day for breakfast. And I wouldn't eat, like, throughout the day. It'll keep me nice, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? I might have to go back to that when I get my money good. Man, I can start spending $5 a day on a goddamn smoothie. That's fucking $25 right there. That's got to be lunch.
That's a habit.
Yeah, that's a habit. And I already got too many habits. Luckily, all my habits don't cost money.
I was about to say, most of them do.
I only got, one real habit.
And then one of them could make you money, but it very rarely does. But, yeah. You play the lottery, sir, every day?
Oh, yeah, every day.
We're hoping for you to win big one time.
Yeah, I do play. I forgot about that habit.
Yeah.
I just thought, but that's just like part of my just normal day. I ain't even think about it like that. Like, oh, yeah, you got a point there. Interesting. Yeah, but my Keep It 100, man. Coaches that play for the tie instead of the win.
100.
I'm seeing a lot of that lately. These coaches not letting their nuts hang and they going for ties and then they regret going for tie because in overtime they lose the game or they just go for the fucking win, man. Stop all this bullshit. The analytics say it's better to go for the win. Fuck all that. You don't play for the tie. You play for the tie, you end up fucking losing. You know what I'm saying? Because golly. I see it all the fucking time. It happens this past weekend. North Carolina A&T came into town to play fucking FAMU. What happened? Fam, you jumped on our ass, was up 11 in the fourth quarter. We came back, and then instead of taking the damn fucking wheels down 25-28, we tied it up. No, it was 25-28 or something like that. We tied it up. Bam. Instead of going, we had the ball, driving down the field 4 minutes to go, drove all the way down the motherfucking field, took our fucking time. Instead of going for the end zone, getting aggressive, trying to score, they had already in their mind made it up. They was going to do the field goal. We're going to settle for the field goal. And guess what happened? Overtime, you wasn't being aggressive. You played for another field goal. Fam, you came out here and said, we going for the fucking end zone on third down. Bam. Touchdown. Game over. Go the fuck home. And that just, a lesson had to be learned. You don't go for the tie. You go for the win. Analytics on your side. But I don't like this new coach at A&T.
Why not? He ain't did nothing to you.
Yeah. He had some suspect shit go down.
Like, just give me one example.
He done lost to FAMU 2 years in a row.
Okay.
Look. He lost to the worst team in the MEAC at home after we had a 17-game winning streak. And you just lose it to some garbage-ass team. Well, the game. Then you're going to say, well, the game didn't count. Mm. I don't give a shit. It counted because we lost, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It didn't hurt us.
There's a scoreboard up there. Thank you. It counts.
But yeah, so that's my keeping 100, man. God damn it. Go for the win. You got any winners?
Yeah. I'm going to say the city that I love more than any city at all, because this weekend is
homecoming. Greensboro, North Carolina is homecoming this weekend. So that's what you're talking about, right? Nah, Greensboro, dude. Right? Greensboro. Nah,
not the team that you just said came all the way to Tallahassee to get their ass whooped.
Oh, I know you ain't talking about Savannah State, because y'all niggas not even D1 no more. Y'all,
okay, well, we have a homecoming, and that's who I'm talking about. The city that I love.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Greensboro.
The city that I made love in that city. I fell in love in that city, but the city itself, no.
You said that homecoming. You said homecoming. But anyway, go ahead.
Said the city that I love, none other than the Savannah, Georgia, the 912, where my niggas at. That's what I'm talking about. Homecoming this weekend.
Winner.
Doing a damn thing.
So who's your winners?
Everybody who's going to be there for homecoming.
Oh, okay.
It's like a family reunion. Everybody going to be together. We're going to have a good time. All so, right. Yes, anybody in Savannah this weekend?
I think I'm going to have to go this weekend.
Yeah, come on. Got plenty of room.
Yeah, because I don't think you need to be out. I ain't know there's going to be that much going on this weekend. You can't be out running the streets alone.
Well, I'm not going to be doing much, sir.
Unchecked.
My cousin turned 50. And that party's on Friday. My sister turned 40 tomorrow.
It sounds like you're doing a lot of partying.
Homecoming.
The weekend, yeah.
White parties.
White parties. Oh, interesting.
Megan's birthday party Saturday night. Okay. Dinner, all that. Mm-hmm. So, just good eats, good time to hang out with your peeps.
So
that's all.
I get to enlist the curfew then.
You don't.
I do. No. I think I need a curfew.
Okay.
I do.
Whatever you say, sir.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, I would do whatever you want me to do, because I'm going to leave in here Friday, so.
But I'm just saying, you can leave, but just know you don't have to be in the house at a certain time. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
I'll do exactly what you asked. Please state your winner.
My winner is Shad Khan.
Winner!
Shad Khan is the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And why is he my winner? You said the Jaguars are garbage. Well, it's not because of Jaguars. He's my winner because he is investing in a 24-hour black news network. Why does it take somebody not black to do that? We got black people with money. Why they don't want to do that? Why it got to be somebody, another person of color, to do it and not our own? But shout out to Shad Khan, man. I mean, he's a good guy. Like I said, he rolled out. You remember him when we met him that day? The owner of the Jaguars, the one that had the mustache. Yes, him. Good dude, bro.
I like them. Your son will be there this weekend, so.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that, man. He always looking out, man. Shad Khan, man. Winner, man. Winner, winner, winner. He rolled out the carpet for us that week we went down there for the game.
I mean, and they were nice. You could get my money anytime when you running a business like that.
Yes. They rolled out the carpet for us, man. They gave us tickets to the game. They was like, how many tickets you need? I was like, 9. They was like, no problem. Bam. Gave us 9 tickets. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Take them kids on
hot dog, and you know they gave some food. There's a homie. It's a hot dog. You know, for your trouble, just take it to them. Give them the voucher for it. Bada bing, bada boom. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then actually had a good little conversation with the children. Yes. Signed some autographs.
Like, I was like, yo, that's what made me like, yo, I'm a, that's the team I pulled for in Florida is the Jaguars. Yeah. This is way before they was, you know, I'm saying?
Way before.
Yeah, so, you know, so shout out to Shad Khan, man. You know, cool dude, the stash.
Yes.
Losers, you got any losers?
Yes, I'm going to say my loser this week is going to be Netflix.
Loser.
Because they losing a whole lot of shows.
A lot of people coming out with their own streaming services now.
November 1st. So
what's going on? What they losing November 1st? I mean,
1st? Just a lot of different movies. You got A Dog's Life, Caddy, Shag. You got Groundhog Day, Disney. Little Women, Madagascar, Roadhouse, Scary Movie. Scream.
Yep. All that stuff. All that
Sex in the City.
Yeah, man.
Some good stuff. The Sixth Sense, King, Lord of the Rings.
So. Yeah, man. So, but that's what happened now. We're going to have, like, we're going to have so many people who have streaming services. They trying to say, oh, we're getting away from cable. But if you add up all the little Hulus and YouTube Reds and Netflix and all the mother, you add all that shit up, all them subscriptions you got, you paying for a fucking cable bill, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got the option. You don't have to watch stuff you don't want to watch, but you're still paying goddamn a nice little chunk. So, you know, the internet people gonna always eat, you know what I'm saying? But the cable people, they hurting with everybody going to streaming services. Like, I mean, with everybody coming out with a streaming service, Disney, AB, all that crazy shit. Everybody coming out with one, man. So, yeah, that's what the problem is. My loser, Tupac Shakur was arrested for meth.
Loser.
When was this?
This was like... what day this was? October, Monday.
Tupac Shakur.
Police in Tennessee arrested a man named Tupac A. Shakur, 40 years old, after they say he pulled a knife on them and was found with methamphetamine. Officers with the Johnson City Police Department, about 25 minutes from Bristol, received calls Friday about Shakur, who had active warrants for his arrest from another department, according to a news release from Johnson City Police. When police arrived, they saw a car with Shakur inside. Officers attempted to arrest Shakur, but he pulled away and reached for his waistband to release it. Shakur then turned toward the officer with a knife before the officers took him down. Officers found a syringe and baggies of meth on Shakur, the release said. Shakur was charged with aggravated assault, simple meth possession, and having unlawful drug paraphernalia. He is being held in the Washington County Detention Center on an $18,000 bond. He is set to be arraigned on Monday afternoon, the release said. So... it was not clear Sunday whether Shakur has legal representation. They said Shakur shares the same name, even the same middle initial as the late rapper Tupac Shakur, who was killed September 96 at age 25. So everybody's saying he got his same name as Tupac. I'm going to let him say Tupac got the same name as him because Tupac was not born Tupac Shakur. This nigga was born Tupac Shakur. Tupac was born LaShawn Crooks. That was his real name. He changed his name to Tupac Shakur. So this nigga is the original Tupac. The nigga that was a rapper was the one that was, you know, faking him.
I guess, but if he running around here getting caught up with meth, he's got some problems.
He's white.
So why would he want that name?
That's his that was his name when he was born.
I'm saying, so why would Tupac, the rapper, want his name?
Tupac took his name after somebody, you know, his mama gave him name.
After some
Matulu Shakur, I don't know.
Whatever y'all got going on. But that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's in a name?
Yeah, but it's just, everybody went like, oh, he copied Tupac's name. Like, this nigga... He was born in 79 as Tupac. Tupac wasn't Tupac in 79. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, when you fact check it, then it puts things into perspective.
You know, that man, look, this man's real name is Tupac Shakur. Wow. That is wild. But yeah, man, so shout out to him, man. You my loser because you're doing meth and you got a famous person name. You're not living up to the billing. You're supposed to be out there spitting on people, shooting at cops.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Screaming, thug life. Drinking fucking Alizé and Hennessy and fucking the thug passion with a bandana around your head, my nigga, and a fucking nose ring and a leather vest with no shirt on, or sitting in a bathtub with a whole bunch of gold chains on. You know what I'm saying? Something that Tupac would do. The other Tupac.
The other Tupac. The rapper Tupac.
Yeah, Tupac the rapper, not Tupac the human.
The person.
Yeah. Yeah. So Because everybody's like, Tupac dead. How is he catching
Trump? Yeah, that's what I was asking Trump. Like, no, I said, when? So when was this?
We not dead. This is the real Pac is still alive.
Live on.
He's still alive. Long maybe Pac Tupac faked his death and turned into a white man. Y'all ain't never think of that.
I don't think so.
He might have faked his death and became a white man. He got caught. Mm-mm. In Johnson.
I'm going to need him not. If you can fake your death, I'm going to need you not to get caught as a white person doing meth or hey, selling meth or whatever. He's in
Tennessee. Ain't nothing else to do out there but meth. I mean,
really?
Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Yeah, shithole. But,
okay.
Yeah, shout out to all our listeners in Tennessee. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously not.
Yeah, man. But shout outs, man. You got any shout outs?
And you know I do. Okay. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga. And we going to turn up this weekend because it's homecoming, baby. Yes.
Well.
Yes.
My shout outs go a little yes like this. Shout out to Saul Wright, Be Easy, GQ Blue. Oh, I said that wrong. Shout out because it didn't roll off the tongue right. Pause. Shout out to Be Easy, Saul Wright, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch, Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More, RT3, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Jay Williams, shout out to him. Shout out to Amazing App, Dragon Lady, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Tracy May, Miss T Lee, who else? Man, anybody over that site to fuck with the kid. Shout out to the good brother 12 Cal and the 12 Cal podcast. He did a good show on finances the other day. I ain't no 12 Cal a money man, so shout out to 12 Cal the money man. Might need to holler at you, man. You know what I'm saying? Get some things right, you know. Hey, we'll talk business. Yeah, shout out to everybody at Dr. Brazen Network. Dr. Abrasive, Dr. Cam, that disrespectful motherfucking MJ, and that motherfucking K-Law, the truck driver who's leaving ash all over the planet, because every time he rubs his skin, ash just fall off because he's so fucking ashy.
It's called lotion.
He don't believe in it. And even if, you know, it's just, he don't believe.
Okay.
He ashy than a mother. He got grayscale. If you watch Game of Thrones, you get that.
Yeah, I don't.
But yeah, go check out the doc. He got some. He got the new DTA 64 coming up. You know, we may or may not have something to do with it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, check it out. Check out the Laugh Line Sports Podcast with the family, Noah Farrow, man. Check him out. If you like sports, you'll love his podcast. If you like sports and comedy, you'll like his podcast. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. The Running Back Podcast with my dog, D-Trot. The Unpopular Opinion Podcast. Something Like Podcast. The Tackless Know-It-Alls Podcast. The Forget That Yo podcast. What other podcast? The Bay podcast, the Black and Educated podcast. That is Little Easy got a podcast. Little Easy. Be Easy.
Really?
Be Easy daughter got a podcast, y'all. Yes.
Oh, I gotta listen to that.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? It's heavy on the music, of course. It's Be Easy daughter. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just like a young version of Be Easy podcast, and it's funny.
That's nice.
It's funny, man.
I'm going to listen to that on my way to Savannah.
Yeah. All right. And any other podcast or anybody else to fuck with the kids the long way, the short way, or no way at all, shout out to y'all, man. Well, another episode's in the books. Rate your show.
I think I'm going to say 8.8.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, pretty good, but I don't think it's nowhere near my best.
Okay. I'm going to give it about a 7.3. You know, we stumbled out the gate a little early here. Well, not me, but my co-host was just, she was just waking up from one of her long naps.
It wasn't even long enough, but whatever. Yeah,
a long enough nap, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got it together. We got the rolling. You know, the chemistry's always there. So I'm going to give it a 7.3.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Well, we did shout-outs. We did a rated show. I guess it's that time.
It is.
It's that time to say goodbye. I enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed spending time with you. I hope you enjoyed spending time with us. Just want y'all to know that you can find this podcast on any podcast reader out there. It's called The Frocast. We do have a voicemail that you can call at 347-201-2572. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say on that shit, and we'll play it on the show. We don't give a fuck. You can cuss us out. You can talk shit. Whatever. We're going to play it. Don't forget, we also have the Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. Support all things Nappy Afro. So just look that up. And like I said, don't forget to share it, reblog it, retweet it, all that good stuff. That's the best way you can help it, by spreading the word.
Okay.
And we still got shirts, motherfucker. And you can always buy shirts.
Always buy shirts.
Yeah. But until then, it's your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com